Title on screen, Introduction to Practical Experience. Part 4, Purton Reporting to CPA Ontario.
Hey there. Now that you have selected your preferred route, it's time to tell you how to report the progress of your practical experience to CPA Ontario. You must report your PE through the online tool called PERT. First things first. Immediately after you register as a CPA Ontario student, you should log into PERT and set your PER start date.
Visual snapshot of CPA Ontario login page at www.cpaontario.ca/myaccount.
This step is very important, as it enables you to start reporting your PE. Delaying your reporting can result in not being able to claim some of your relevant work experience. Once you set your PER start date, there are two important components to reporting your PE. First, your progress must be documented in PERT so we can make sure you're on track. Doing so will enable you to get valuable feedback from your mentor and CPA Ontario.
Text on screen. Mentor quotes, "I think we should start working on your decision-making soft skills." CPA Ontario notes, "You are doing great with your technical competencies, but continue to focus on strengthening your documentation."
Approximately every 6 months, you must document your current work experience in PERT and meet with your mentor to discuss your progress. You can meet over a coffee or set up a virtual meeting. Follow these steps until you meet your PE requirements.
Text on screen displaying PE requirements. Minimum duration of 30 months, competency development, supervision and mentorship, report experience, and chargeable hours, if applicable.
Second, we want to hear from you. We want to know about the technical and enabling competencies you are developing in your current role and how you are utilizing these skills. You'll need to report this progress to us, CPA Ontario, but this is done differently depending on your route.
Visual, screenshot of the CPA review page in PERT, which provides options to request a CPA review, and view completed requests.
If you're in the PPR route like Alice, you only have to report to CPA Ontario once, at the end of the training program. This is because you are following a training program that has already been pre-approved by CPA Ontario.
Visual, a timeline ranging from month 0 to month 30, showing report to CPA Ontario, as a per completion review, at the 30-month mark.
If, however, you are in the EVR route like Jason, you will need to check in with us after the first 12 months of your PE journey. Or sooner, if you have been asked to do so by CPA Ontario. These check-ins enable us to provide important feedback on your PE progress.
Text on screen, showing examples of feedback. Competency 1, needs more work. Competency 2, great job so far. Competency 3, speak to your mentor.
You will then report to CPA Ontario at the end of your PE, once you have met all your requirements. Your supervisor will need to verify the duties you reported.
Text on screen, Regulation 3.1, Reporting Requirement for Students.
Additional reporting will be required if you change employers, if your role and responsibilities have changed significantly, or if you're requested to do so by CPA Ontario. Next up, why do you need a supervisor and mentor?
Text on screen, website, cpaontario.ca/pevideos.